I'm Jim Dewey with View from the Tractor, brought to you by First Farm Credit Services. In a moment, we'll learn why leasing may be your best option when it comes to new farm buildings or equipment.
Why just borrow your money from any lender when you can own it? At First Farm Credit Services, our clients are more than just clients. They own the association. As a cooperative, our board of directors are all borrowers just like you. And as an added bonus, we even share our profits with our clients through cash patronage. So why just borrow money when you can be an owner of an association dedicated to agriculture? Make First Farm Credit Services your first choice. Call me, Jessica Carlin, at 222-4000 today, or stop by our new location at the corner of 54th and State.
This morning, I'm talking with Angie Erbson, Vice President for Trade Credit and Leasing with First Farm Credit Services. Angie, tell us about the benefits of leasing over traditional financing.
Sure. Yes, we do have a lot of customers that are looking at leasing as a great source of financing on buildings, grain handling equipment, and facilities that are on their farming operation. Some of the reasons that customers are looking at this opportunity is to take advantage of a much faster write-off on their tax returns with a lease product than what they might have available to them through their normal depreciation schedules. So, for example, if we have a customer with a farm building that would normally depreciate out over 20 years, they have the opportunity to deduct that off in as short as 5 to 7 or 10 years. So it's a great source for taking an accelerated write-off. We also have a lot of customers that will look at the leasing product as a way to manage their cash flow. We can put together some very creative opportunities for payment schedules. They're a little bit different than a loan offering. Finally, one of the third things that fits very well in a lot of our Illinois farm customers is that it's also a great way to do some estate planning. It's a great way to transfer some of those assets on to that next generation in the farming operation.
Well, what types of leases are we talking about here? What's available?
Well, we can actually do a couple of different things. The primary lease product that we normally look at is what is referred to as a tax-deductible lease. Those do have some specific they do have some specific rules around what the IRS is looking for on those tax-deductible leases, and they are different than a loan product. So it does create that accelerated tax write-off versus that longer-term depreciation.
And how complicated is it to set up a lease?
Actually, the lease is actually a very easy product to set up. The customers work with our normal First Farm Credit offices and myself to work through that. Once the lease is set up for something that requires construction, for example, we pick up and make those payments under the construction period. If a builder or a vendor needs a delivery payment or a down payment or a progress payment, we actually make those right through the First Farm Credit leasing program. So it's very easy to set up and get going.
Well, and when you buy something on a typical financing model, when you're done making the payments, you own that piece of property, whatever it might be. How does that work with a lease?
With a lease, it is a little bit different than a loan, and that's a great question. At the end of the lease, there are a couple of different options that are required by the IRS in order for it to qualify as a tax lease. The first option generally is the customer does have the opportunity to purchase that asset at the end of the lease. They also have the opportunity to return the asset at the end of the lease and to also renew the lease for that purchase. So they can take that residual purchase and spread it out over a year or 2 years, and they have some various options that they make at the end of the lease.
That's Angie Erbson, Vice President for Trade Credit and Leasing, and that's the View from the Tractor. To learn more about your best financing options, visit with Jessica Carlin for all your agriculture lending needs at First Farm Credit Services. I'm Jim Dewey.